Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, here we go, Rabosai. Volume number 20, the Tzorba Merabanan Shir. We had a few weeks off for Chazara, and as they published the new volume, Tzorba Merabanan, volume 20, the Niyazov family volume. This continues in our travels through Hilchot Shabbos. We, last time, discussed the various malachas, including taking care of your outside, grooming the lawn and watering and various malachas. And now we're going to talk about the inside, right? This volume talks about personal care, various issues of washing, of nails and hair and brushing teeth, fechulu. Then we'll talk about animals, very lamaisa discussions. And then we will get into the world of muksa. That's this volume in volume number 20. So the first, most of these shiurim, we will split up into two, as we have done in the past. So the first shiur will be relating to washing on Shabbos, bathing, showering, and the like, washing in a mikvah. And then the second half will be some of the applications. The next shiur will be in terms of washing a baby and using soap and drying with a towel and issues of schita that we will talk about. So let us get into it. We will start with page 25. Page 25 is the beginning of the first year about washing, personal hygiene. So we know that there is a balance here of malachas HaShabbos, and we have to be true to the halacha of malacha, malachas daraisa and malachas darabanan, and yet we want to be a little presentable, and there are certain things in life that we take for granted, and we generally brush our teeth, and many people shower every day, and brushing one's hair, and cutting one's nails, personal hygiene. So what are we allowed to do on Shabbos? What are we not allowed to do on Shabbos? You're allowed to wash your hands, you're allowed to wash your body, brushing your teeth. So all of these are issues that come up that one has to know exactly what to do. We know that there's a malacha of bishul, as we discussed at length, warming up, cooking water on Shabbos. So boiling water on Shabbos is a malacha da'oraisa. So based on that da'oraisa, we discussed where might... I'm not boiling water on Shabbos, so how is that going to come up? If I turn on the hot water in the shower or in the faucet, so then what's going to happen? The hot water that's already hot is going to come to me, and then there's going to be new cold water that's going to go into the hot water tank or whatever it is, and that's going to be cooked by the hot water tank or by the electricity afterwards. So that's why I'm not allowed to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. Chazal, as we'll see in source number one, Shabbos Lamates, they faced a situation where people were bathing on Shabbos, right? Which is technically what's wrong with bathing on Shabbos. But the water was being heated on Shabbos, and that's the problem. And that's why Chazal said, you can't bathe. So that's the first step, as we will see a number of steps in this Gzeira Darabanan. The Gzeira Darabanan, as we'll see, bathing on Shabbos is not a daraisa unless you're turning on the hot water. But if you're not turning on the hot water, you're not talking about a Gzeira on Shabbos. So, as we'll see, Chazal made a Gzeira because one might come to, or people were, heating up water on Shabbos in order to bathe in. So that's why they forbade it. D'tanya says the Gemara in Shabbos Lamates, source number one, Lo yishtatef adam kol gufo. A person is not allowed to wash his entire body. Bein b'chamen, bein b'tzonein, divrei Rebbe Meir. We will see three opinions in the Tanoim. The first shita of Rebbe Meir, one is not allowed to wash his whole body, even in cold water. You can't wash one's body, take a cold bath on Shabbos. That's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Shimon Mater, Rebbe Shimon says Mutter. Shimon says you're allowed to, right, if it was heated, obviously not water that was cooked for you on Shabbos, but use butter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends if hot or cold. Bechamin Aser, as we'll see why, the Gzeira D'Rabbanan of if you allow bathing in hot water on Shabbos, even if it's water that was cooked before Shabbos, people might come to heat it up on Shabbos. But Betzoni Mutter, Yehuda says in cold water, it is Mutter because there's no chash of anything there because you're cooking in cold water. We don't think because you're going to take a bath in cold water, you might come to take a bath in hot water. And if you take a bath in hot water, you might come to cook the water. That we're not goes there, says Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Chizda, Machlokes Bekarka. The only Machlokes here is if we're talking about in a pit in the ground, you have water there collected. Avo bikli, but if you're in a bathtub, if you're in a kli, then everybody would agree it's also to take a bath in hot water. Divrei HaKol Aser, because that really looks like, as we'll see, Rashi in a second, and we pass in that way. We pass in like Rav Chis does, the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who's machali between hot and cold, Rav Yehuda says, Bacham and Aser, Betzoni Mutter. So all Tanam agree that one is not allowed to take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. That's Durabana, not a Daraisa. But it's a Durabana. We follow Durabanans. Why is that? Why is everybody agree? Bakli, says Rashi, source 2, to Haroa Omer, Hayom Huchmu. Because a certain person who sees will think that it was heated today. Umuchacha Milsa, the Tolas Ha'arninu. And it's everybody knows that it was heated not by the by in the sun, but something that was heated by the sun. The asilahache b'shabes and or fire. And you might come, a person might come to say, oh, I didn't know that you let a warm hot water up on Shabbos. I guess it's like yontif. Vazlache b'shabes could go no saint sonein b'chamin. And that's why the Gemara says taking a bath in hot water on Shabbos is asur d'rabanan according to all opinions. The Gemara continues and explains that really there were different stages of development of this gzeira. Gemara and Shabbos on the next daf mem, right? This is in Parakira, third parak of Masechah Shabbos. This talks about all about the first half is Bishul, the second half is Muksa. So in the Bishul lines, remember we discussed way back in the sugyas of Shihiyah HaChazara. That's daf Lamed Vav, that's Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. So here's this right after that. Shabbos daf mem. Amar Reb Shimon Vazir, Reb Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, B'tchila Yerochsin B'chamin, Shukla Me'erev Shabbos. When, before any type of gzeira, people used to take baths on Shabbos. Why? What's the problem? There's no malacha. They took a bath in hot water on Shabbos with water that was heated from before Shabbos. Right? I eat food on Shabbos that was cooked before Shabbos. I wear clean clothing that was washed before Shabbos. No, there's no gzera that, oh, I think that you washed it on Shabbos. So I took a bath with water that was heated before Shabbos. Hischila balanim lahaki b'Shabbos. The problem was the bathhouse people that work there, the Balanim, they used to have their bathhouses open on Shabbos, and they used to say, oh yeah, we heated it before Shabbos, but they lied. Maybe they had a lot of business, so they had to heat it on Shabbos. They said it was from before. V'yomrim, Mayor of Shabbos, Ochmu. They said, oh, it was from before Shabbos. We heated it. Asru asacham and v'tiru asazeya. So Chazal said, no more bathing in hot water. But they still allowed, this was also part of the hygiene and health of the time, to go in a sauna. To go to steam, right? Not to go in the water, but just to go in a place where there was boiling hot water with steam. And they would matu that. They didn't ask for that yet. Vidura Sazaya. The problem was that people still took advantage. People used to come out of the bathhouse or go into the bathhouse and say, yeah, we're just going into steam. But they really went in the water. They were taking baths in hot water. No. We're just taking in the steam, the sauna. So Chazal said, no, that's also usher. Okay, no steaming. But what was still mutter v'hitiru b'chami tferia? The hot springs of Tferia, which were naturally hot, nothing to do with cooking before Shabbos on Shabbos, they still muttered people to go bathe in chami tferia on Shabbos. V'yadayna yirochsu b'chami ha'or. And yet people still took advantage. They said, oh, we're bathing in chami tferia. Really, they weren't. They were bathing in hot water from that was artificially heated. V'omrim b'chami tferia rachatznu. So what Chazal do? They asked everything. V'yas asru le'en chami tferia v'tulen esasone. All hot water. It doesn't matter if it's chami tferia. It doesn't matter. Steam, it's all asr. But they said, yeah, cold water you could use. But look what happened. Ro she'na davar omri lehen. They saw that it's not lasting. They saw that once they ushered everything, then the Am Yisrael weren't keeping, and everything was falling apart. They said it was a gzera, it was a chumra that was too much. And therefore what they do, they backtracked. And they said, okay, fine. Chami Tveria is mutter. V'tiru lan chami Tveria, v'zeya b'mkom omedes. Zeya still usher. But they backtrack a little bit. It's a Musar Haskel here. Sometimes the Chachamim and we ourselves have to realize that not every Chumra is appropriate and will help in my Avodas Hashem. Sometimes too much is what's called Chumra da'asili de'kula. And that's what they saw. They asked Chabit Feria. Once they did that, more and more, then the whole thing fell apart. And this is part of a shear that we've had in the past, just to mention one point of the shir maybe, appropriate chumras. One always has to measure if one is to take upon themselves a certain behavior that they feel will help in their avodas Hashem. One has to weigh and make sure that everything else is balanced, and this, in this case, not cause something negative. Who was the first one? The Avos Rabbi Nassan writes in the beginning, in the second parak, I think, that Chava, right, Isha was the first one to create a siyag. Asu siyag la Torah. Beautiful. But she created a siyag. You know, right, we know, right, the Adam was commanded not to eat from the tree. And what did Isha tell the snake? Hashem told me not to even touch the tree. And the snake called her out on it and pushed her, as Chazal say, oh, you see, you touched the tree, just like touching the tree is not a problem, so too eating from the tree. Says Rav Hirsch, you know what her problem was? If she would have said, this is the din d'oraisa, this is what I'm taking upon myself, and little by little, you know, then maybe you'd only lose a little bit. But once the line is blurred between chumrah and din, and you take too much, sometimes the whole thing will fall apart. Says Rav Hirsch, this was a fence law, which Adam, my question is, did Adam do it? Did Chava? Okay, not our issue now. Which Adam's consciousness had added to God's prohibition to protect himself from transgressing it. Well, Hashem told me not to eat it. I'm not going near it. I'm not going near it. So it makes a lot of sense. But they warn us not to exaggerate and to set the fence too high, lest it fall in and destroy the plants it was placed to protect. And God had said, they so high not to touch it, that was too high. So here, it was too high, not even Chami Tveria, what they were used to, and therefore, Chazal had to backtrack a little bit, but at the end of the day, after the dust settles, besides Chami Tveria, all bathing in hot water is usser, and that is what Chazal said. Again, only the Chami Tveria is allowed. The Gemara there continues on Daf Mem, now in source number 4, what about not a whole body? Right, we're talking about bathing. Bathing is your whole body in the water. What about sticking my arm in? What about just washing a little part of my body with water from before Shabbos? Itmar, says the Gemara, Chamishuk b'Erev Shabbos. If you have hot water from before Shabbos, Rav Amar l'machar, Rochis b'em, Kol Gufo Ever Ever. Rav says you can wash what's called body part by body part, Ever Ever. Nobody says you can take a bath. Right, that's us in the Gemara. You can't take a bath. But can you wash in hot water that was heated from before Shabbos, could you wash limb by limb? Rav says yes. Rav says you can stick your arm in and stick your leg in. Ushmuel Amar, no, not even Aver Aver. Lo Yitiru Lirchos Elapanav Yadav Raglav. You could only wash your face, your hands, your feet, that's it. The days of old, they washed their feet more. They used to walk around barefoot. So face, hands, and feet, that's it. Tanya, Kavasi, the Shmuel, and there's a brisa that supports Shmuel, the more Machmir Shita. Cham Shuchmu Me'erev Shabbos, Mutter Lamacha Roches Bahen, Panav Yadav Raglav. If you have water that was heated before Shabbos, then you could use it to wash your hands and face and feet. Avalo kol gufo eva ever, not your whole body, even one by one. Vein tzarach lomar chamishuk b'miyantif, and chamishuk b'miyantif, we'll talk about that maybe in the future, about showering on yantif. So based on all of this, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chavav, that's the siman that summarizes everything that we've done so far. Usser, source number 5, we're on page 27. Usser lerchos kol gufo, Afilu kol eva eva levad, right? Like Shita Shmuel. One is not allowed to shower even body part by body part in hot water on Shabbos. Even if the hot water was heated before Shabbos. Afilu b'mshuk b'erev Shabbos. Right? Even if the hot water was, again, we're going to talk about cold water, but now we're talking about hot water. Hot water, usser to bathe even limb by limb. Bein imhaim b'kli, bein imhaim b'karka. Right, even bakarka, we paskin. Even showering, right? One shouldn't think that only going into the water is a difference. Showering the whole body has the same halacha. The Shulchan Aruch is explicit. Even to pour water on the whole body, lishtatev, aser. You're allowed to wash, as we saw, hands, feet, and face with hot water from before Shabbos. Haga oshar evarim kol sheni roches kol gufo, or any other minority limb, right? Minority limb, an arm, a leg. That's what the Rama adds. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Vani mili b'chami ha'or." This is only chami ha'or, as we said. Any type of hot water that we would have nowadays. Aval b'chami tveria, unusual. Then mutter luchos afilu kol gufo yachad ve'ein tzarach lomar b'tzonin in, and surely cold water. The Shulchan Aruch paskels me'ikar adin. bathing and showering in cold water was never included in the Gzeira, and therefore it's mutter. That's the Shulchan Aruch. V'had shorei v'chami tveria dafka b'karka v'b'kli lo. You can't do chami tveria in a kli. The Magen Avraham does say kol gufo includes rov gufo. Don't say I left out one limb, and therefore that is mutter. What about water on, that was heated up on Shabbos? Not be'isser. Somehow water, you know, it was a Shabbos clock, whatever. You have water that was heated on Shabbos. Are you allowed to use that at all? So what did we just say? You can't bathe and shower your whole body with hot water that was heated even before Shabbos. One can, Shmuel Paskes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskes this way, one can wash with water that was heated on Friday, wash their hands and feet, a limb here, a limb there. What about washing a little bit with water that was heated on Shabbos? B'derech Heter, we're not getting into Maisa Shabbos, Yisurim. So the Mishnah Berurah, Machlok is Mishnah Berurah and the Shmir Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim says in Source number 7, Hainu b'cham eshuchmo me'erev Shabbos, avo b'cham eshuchmo b'Shabbos aser afilu yadav levad. You can't use a drop. Hot water that was heated on Shabbos, you can't wash with. That is part of the Gzeira. And the Shmir Shabbos says no. Shmir Shabbos says you wash a minari of your body, whether it was from before Shabbos or it was on Shabbos. Mut b'derech heter. Why should that be more chamor? Okay, you might say it's more chamor because it was heated on Shabbos, but the Shmir Shabbos doesn't think it would be more chamor. And that's where the Shmir Shabbos paskins, Reb Neuwirth, Mayim shehuchmu b'Shabbos. Right, it was not heated by a person. Kigon, mayim shehemid osam ibod yom al gabi ha'ish. Famous chamu b'Shabbos. I put something on before Shabbos. I know the urn. You put the urn up, so I'm going to take some of the urn water and use it to wash myself. Oh, mayim shehes chamamu b'dut shemesh. Oh, im irev b'Shabbos mayim karim. I have cold water that I added in some hot water to, and now I have warm water. Kol Eila says the Shmir Shabbos. Mutter lirchutz bahem chelak menaguf. It's mutter to wash part of one's body, but not the whole body. Avalo kol gufo, meaning just like water from before Shabbos. Just like we heated before Shabbos, the same thing would be if it was heated on Shabbos in a mutter way. Afilo eva eva levado, mutter lachad chila, mayim karim, cold water, in order to warm it up. What about on Yontif? So the Rif quotes a gaon, that's the only name he gives. Then maybe on Yontif the whole thing doesn't apply. Because on Yontif, you're allowed to cook. So maybe the whole Gzera was not included. Says the Rif in Beitza, right? In Hilchos Yontif, source number 9. Ule inyin rechitza b'yontif. B'chamet shuchmu me'erev yontif. Chazinan l'gaon. To Kakasav. The Gaon says, Hachi. Tiahid di amrina on that which we learned in the Gemara. Lo yirchaz adam kol gufa b'shabes. B'chamet shuchmu me'erev Shabbos. Dafka b'shabes. Avo b'yantif, but on yantif, where you could cook mitoch, you're allowed to warm up the water. B'yantif, shari lirchos, kol gufa b'chamin, shukh b'mi'er b'yantif. The lav davar shachayel ala mishem shvus, v'lo mishem rishus, v'lo mishem mitzvah elegzera. Says this Gaon, the iser d'rabanan of showering or bathing in hot water on Shabbos is a low-level iser d'rabanan. It's an iser d'rabanan, we hold of it. But it's somewhat lighter, and therefore, we don't say a low plug kind of category. And therefore, it doesn't apply to Yontif. V'chigazru b'Shabbos, avo b'Yontif lo. Only on Shabbos, not on Yontif. Where do we see this? Do we see this anywhere else that it's a lighter type of gzera? Right, we'll see this, B'Hashem, also in the future when we talk about medicine in the next volume. But we see this a diuk that the Rav Akiva Eiger has in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, reflecting that this is somewhat more of a kal iser. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Zayin, Shulchan Aruch Shin Zayin, we know, we spoke about this a little bit in the past, but we'll mention it again. There's a concept of a shvus. A shvus is an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. There's a concept of a shvus d'shvus, a double d'rabbanan. The classic example is asking a non-Jew to do an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. That's a shvus d'shvus. So there are about six reasons why a shvus d'shvus would be mutter. A regular shvus d'shvus is still issur d'rabbanan. So it's a double d'rabbanan, but so what? If I don't really need it, to ask a guy to do an issur d'rabbanan for me is still a mir la'akum. It's still usur. But a shvus to shvus b'makom blank, b'makom sarach gadol, b'makom choli, b'makom sarach rabim, b'makom hefsin maruba, b'makom any, whenever there's a serious need, so then the shvus to shvus would be allowed. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 10 in Shin Zayin, Sifhei, say that a Jew can ask a non-Jew to carry hot water through a Carmelis, So that's a double Durabanan. Asking a guy is one Durabanan. Carrying somebody through a Carmelis, a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Durabanan, is another Durabanan in order for somebody to wash who needs it. So that's a Shvus to Shvus B'makam Choli. So 1 second. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But what's the diuk? You're bringing it for somebody to wash with. So obviously the washing is going to be done. So it says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. Source number 10. Darver she'ina malacha ve'ino asur la'asos b'shabes ala mishum shvus. By an isa d'rabanan, a malacha that's not asur d'araisa, but it's mishum shvus. Mutter li Yisrael lomar le'ino Yehudi la'asos b'shabes. A d'rabanan, a Jew, can ask an non-Jew to do on Shabbos. That's called a shvus d'shvus. For who she heisham mixas choli. As long as there's some type of need, like a little illness, doesn't say you have to be a chol Hashem or sakana, just mix us holy. Oh, she hates sarach ladavar tzarach harbe, you have a great need. Omer b'nei mitzvah, because of a mitzvah. For example, ketzad. Omer Yisrael einu Yehudi b'Shabbos, a Jew can tell a guy to go up on Shabbos la'alos b'ilan la'avi shofar. Let's go to kiyas mitzvah. Interesting. Shofar, what about shofar on Shabbos? Okay, not for now. Olahavi, this one's the one important for us. Olahavi mayim derechatzer shalo irvu. Or to carry water through a chatzer where an Erev was not made. So it's Aser Durabanan, Lirchotz Boha Mitzta'er. So that a Mitzta'er can wash themselves. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch page, you have it there in 11, Mashma, the Mitzta'er, you're bringing it for the Mitzta'er, the Shvus to Shvus for the Mitzta'er. Mashma, the Mitzta'er, but the Lirchotz, Afilu Gufa B'chamin, Shulchan B'Erev Shabbos. Mashma, that if somebody is mitzvah, somebody is very, very uncomfortable, they could use this water. They could use this water that was heated before Shabbos. V'kil yoser mishar shvusim. This seems to be less than other Yisurei Durabanan. And Yisurei Durabanan, other Yisurei Durabanan, b'makom mitzta'er, mitzta'er, we don't have a patur. Mitzta'er is patur on a sukkah, but it's not mitzta'er, patur from malachas Durabanan on Shabbos. So that is why, says Rav Eger, it must be this specific Gzeira Durabanan is more kal. Right? Like the Riff quoted the Gaon, so too here, and the Bir Halacha quotes that Rabbi Kiva Eger. So this is hot water. So what we say so far, to summarize, bathing with hot water on Shabbos, with water that was heated before Shabbos, is Aser, Durabanan. Showering is Aser, Durabanan. With water that was heated before Shabbos, you could wash your hands, feet, and face. What about water that was heated on Shabbos in a mutter way? Machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, and the Shmir Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says Aser. The Shmir Shabbos says mutter. What about using hot water in another way where it's not making you wet? I think it's not making you wet. What about a hot water bottle? What about putting a hot water bottle on? So this relates to two issues. Number one, is it going to get you wet? That's an issue of rechitza b'chamin. And the other point is it refuah? Let's say you want to put a hot water bottle on a stomach because somebody has a stomach ache, somebody has cramps, so can you use the hot water? So that's what the post can talk about, both of these issues. The Shulchan Aruch says, source number 13, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? Sakana of burning. So obviously talking about one type of bottle. I mean, what they didn't have like super insulated thermoses in those days. The Shulchan Aruch says, Aser litin agabe bitno kli sheish b'mayim chamin. You're not allowed to put on your stomach a bottle that has hot water. Afilu b'chol, that's not a Shabbos din. That's a weekday din. That's an everyday din. B'pnei ha'sakana, the danger. Shepa'amim shehem roschim. Sometimes it is boiling. If it's boiling, that's a problem. Right? Rama, mutar l'hachem beged. No, you could put a beged, right? Because that's maybe not going to burn as hot. You just have a beged on. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So again, you might say, well, what if it's no sakana? What if it's no sakana? Says the Mishnah Berurah. It seems like the only issue is safety. What about getting wet? So again, getting wet, if it's just a little spot on the body, it shouldn't be a problem anyway. But the Mishnah Berurah says, V'kol shekein to aser b'shabbos, shema yishchol lav v'nimsuk arochas b'shabbos. So on Shabbos, you have another problem. Not only is there an iser of sakana, but washing. Washing v'chikasu arashi v'aran. Well, l'fizem chamin b'klis sagur, if it's totally enclosed, shari. But the Pirsha Tosfos says it's an issue of refuah, so then maybe should be aser because it's clear that you're doing this for an illness. Tosfos says, v'sorak gadol yesh l'hakel, maybe one could be makel. Rav Shlomo Zalman assumes that nowadays some people put on hot water bottles even if they're not sick. So it's hard to call this refuah, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you look in Source 15, bizmanenu, shagam abriyim, mishtamshim bebakbuk cham, even healthy people. Right, that was one of the heterim of medicine. If you don't like chicken soup, but you're only eating chicken soup because it's good for your cold, that's mutter. If you would never drink anything other than mineral water, you would never drink tap water because you think it's healthier. That's not medicine. Because anything that has, that's called machal briyim, based on the Mishnah in Shabbos, that's not included in Zera of medicine. See, here too, the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm saying the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, here, healthy people use hot water bottles on different parts of their body, and therefore that's mutar mishum refuah, and it's tightly closed, so there's no problem, there's no, it's not included in the Zera of bathing. Says the, again, let's read it now. You want to warm up. You have a stomachache. It's not nikar. So this is all hot water. And hot water in a bottle. What about cold water? That's the next step. Taking a bath. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Beferish is mutter. Shulchan Aruch said, you can't bathe in hot water. You take a bath in cold water. So is there any issue? What malacha are you doing? Gzeira, you might come to warm up the water. It's cold. Shulchan Aruch says, two potential problems. One is hotza'a, ha'avara, and one we'll get to later is, Be'er Hashem, schita. Says the Shulchan Aruch, shin chavav. Haroch itzbanar, somebody goes to wash in the river. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no iser of washing in cold water. So you go down to the river. So haroch itzbanar, tzorach she'inagev gufo yafeh. The Shulchan Aruch says, you got to dry yourself very well before you move. Why? You got to have a lot of extra water on you. That's not going to be bottled to your body. So when you move, you're carrying the water. You want to make sure there's no more water via Taltal and Dalat Amos Bakarmelis. And you'd be carrying them four Amos and a Karmelis and a Sidra Abanan. He's got a lot of water on there. What if you're walking and it's raining? But you can't move? That we're not worried. Right? So the halach is not makbid about that. There, you're not interested in the water coming on you. You're basically misasik and you're walking. Here, you dafka went to the river. Not misasik. You wanted to go in the water, and therefore it is more of a problem. So that is the Shulchan Aruch. But it already starts, the minhag has already developed more than 500 years. The Trumas Hadeshen, Risol Israelin from the 1500s already says, and all the poskim quote this Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Rishin and Hay, the minhag bezman hazeh is not to shower or bathe or wash, even in cold water. Nira, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Mikol HaKom Nira, Tiha Idna bezmaneinu in our day and age, Tukuliyama Zahiri, everybody is machped. It sounds like it was already a prevalent custom in the 1500s. Shalol Erchotz Klal B'Shabbos, we don't take baths on Shabbos. Afilu lahaker, just to cool off. Bain binar bain b'mikvah, in a nahar or in a mikvah. Af agav delo matzinius is a mefurish. I'll say even the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote mefurish and iser. The Gemara doesn't have this. The Rishonim don't have this. Mikol makom aminaku lizer avalim noah. That's the minhag. This is the minhag over 500 years. We don't bathe even in cold water on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, where'd it come from? So he has some suggestions where it came from, right? The Kosov HaPoskim, right? The Nagush Lo Lirchos Klabinar, Oba Mikvah. The Minhag is not to. But the Poskim say, meaning it turns into Halacha, no baths even in a river or a mikvah. Why? So Shulchan Aruch quoted the Hotzah issue. Okay, one issue. The Matsui, what's the other issue? Lavola de Schita Seir. No, you might come to wring out one's hair, which is also at least an Issa Durabanan on Shabbos. Va'od kama ta'amim, other reasons. Umiyu yada v'raglav mutter lirchos benar. You can put your feet in. That was never included in the minhag. The minhag of bathing. The din is nothing in hot water. The minhag, no bathing in cold water. In cold water. But it's mutter, that's only the whole body. But it's mutter to put your hands in. And the Shmir Shabbos says, no'agim. This applies to Yantif as well. Again, we'll talk about sharing on Yantif. That's a big sugya. But the Shulchan Shmir Shabbos says here in Perek Yudalad, source 19, page 33. Noagim, shlo lirchos b'shabbos b'yantif es kol aguf, afil mayim karim. The minhag is not to wash the whole body on Shabbos or Yantif. V'roch zim rak es chelke haguf she'ina mechusim saris. You can wash parts of your body that aren't hairy, that don't have hairs. There's no issue of schita. And that's on. You can stick one hand in, another hand in. You can wash these with cold water. Or lukewarm water that was heated from before Shabbos. But as long as they're not hot. What if it's very uncomfortable? It's 100 degrees outside. Fahrenheit, and it's just boiling hot, and you're sweaty, and you just can't sit. Then you can take a shower in cold. It's a tzarech gadol. The Shmir Shabbos paskins. Cold water is okay. Tzarech gadol. So on a regular Shabbos, hopefully this doesn't apply. What if it's a 3-day yontif, right? So yontif might be different bechlal. But this is even Shabbos he's talking. Even on Shabbos, cold if it's very uncomfortable. And there are Ramosha also. The poskim aren't fans of this, but when push comes to shove, if you're very uncomfortable, right? The Ramosha. Minog, source 20. Bimadina Senu. Shalichos b'shabbos avilu b'tzoni. The minog is not to wash even in cold. To bathe even in cold, that's the minog not to. Hayim einlis kaleach b'tzonim gam b'yom sharav. What about boiling hot? Below tzar yishlach b'raf shalom atzinim b'sifar b'sinim minog tzeh. Says your Moshe, it's better not to. If you're not in pain. Avo kishem etzar. If you're in pain, doesn't mean just uncomfortable. Everybody wants to shower on a hot day. But if somebody is in pain, positive pain, Ramosha says, then you don't have to extend the custom, and then one can shower in that case, but it's few and far between that we have that type of allowance. Some Sephardic poskim, he quotes here, the Alkid Yosef, in Source 21, are more makel. Again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, don't quote any of this. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, just quote the minhag of not bathing in hot water. The Trumas Hadeshin already quotes even in cold water. But the Sephardic Poskim quotes here from the Or LaTzion, Kafachaim, and others that still better not to even Sephardim. There are other pitfalls about Schita and other issues. But again, if one is careful, so then one probably has a little more flexibility in terms of Sephardic custom. So what about a mikvah? What about a mikvah? A mikvah is bathing in warm, hot. Right? We've just said it's usur. So again, it's pretty early, right? The Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter. What happened? It's against everything we've just said. Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chavav, Ches, Adam, Mutter, Litbol, Mitumasa B'Shabbos. You gotta be told Mitumasa. What is this based on? It's based on Gemara and Beitza. Gemara and Beitza tells us, the Mishnah says, one is not allowed to tovel kalim on Shabbos. Tvilas kalim, or if they're tummy, to make them tahar. Why? Because that's tikkun. That's tikkun mana midrabanan. That's a halachic tikkun, and there is an iser drabanan. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara says a person could be tovel. What's the difference? Why you cannot be tovel a kli, but you can't be tovel a person? A person also mitakein. Says the Gemara, my taima, beitza yudzayin yudches. There's four different opinions there for the Gemara. The Gemara gives for the Mishnah, but this is the one that's accepted. Rav Amar ben Shneir kimasakin kli. What's the iser of being tovel a kli on Shabbos or Yantif? Tikkun. Ihach yadam nami. So if so, then even a person also tikkun. Adam nirakimekar. When a person goes in the river, it doesn't look like tikkun. It looks like you're cooling off. So the iser drabanan of tikkun is only if it's an act that looks like tikkun and you're fixing something, but here not, and therefore nirakimekar. And therefore, that would be okay. Poskim generally assume that, again, this is me'ikra din mutter, because maybe, well, we'll get to whether it was included or not. Women go to the mikvah if it comes out on a Shabbos Friday night. But the poskim are not fans of going to the mikvah if one doesn't have to. If one is just going, mitzad minag, mitzad, raising up their spirituality, it's better to not necessarily go to the mikvah. If you look in the Yalkut Yosef, source 24, mutter litvo b'shayim b'sonim b'shabbos. Okay, you're allowed to go into a cold mikvah on Shabbos. Ach yizar shalolava de'schita seyar, no schita, ach b'mayim posher, nochal achmer, not to go even into a lukewarm. V'adif shalo yitbol b'chlal b'shabbos. Says the Yalkut Yosef and many others as well, one shouldn't go to the mikvah if they don't have to on Shabbos. May asher yachnes asmo b'chshash iser shvus. You're getting into the world of possible shvusim b'glal minag tov. Because of the minag tov of going to a mikvah, that shouldn't be doche. The ikar halacha shev v'altase adif. The bir halacha also quotes, discusses this for da'od. He says in source 25, de'im hu tar gamur. V'rotza litbo b'shabbos b'shachres. A person wants to go to the mikvah. Bishop tosefes kedusha. Because that's my family minag, I want to be most of kedusha. Ein bazem mishum chash metakin. There's no chash metakin technically, but says the Berelach, the fact that women only go if it's the night of and tila shabbos they don't go. That shows that We try to stay away from it. So Yishlam Noah, V'day Lanu Mashanu Mekin Lipa B'Shabbos. It's enough of a kula that they go, that we the women whose tefillah bisman is on Shabbos, that's enough of a kula, because they have to. But more than that, one shouldn't do it. The Bir Halacha reflects that one should not go to the mikvah if one doesn't have a chiyuv. But there are other poskim, the Minchas Yisrael and others, quote the Hasidic custom of going to the mikvah every day, including Shabbos. There are those that say that that maybe the whole idea of tefillah l'shem mitzvah was in, that was never included in the Gzeirah. The Karban Asanel on the next page in 27, right, one of the Achronim from the 1700s says that maybe the whole idea of tefillah, the whole Gzeirah d'Rabbanan and Minhag for sure was never nechlal in the Gzeirah itself. And therefore, all of this is, at least for the women, for sure it's mutter, and therefore it would be mutter even for hot water. And that's what generally the poskim talk about, that a mikvah, for women, hot water is okay even on, even real hot water. Again, the Arlat Zion recommends that the women that go to the mikvah should be tova ben hashmashas, right? They're mekel in Hilchas Nida because they're machmir in Hilchas Shabbos. Right, and that's what the Arlat Zion says. That's what some Sephardic poskim say. Ashkenazic poskim, I think, are not as bent on it being usher on Shabbos. They rely on this Karban Asanel. The Karban Asanel says on Shabbos it was never included in the Gzeira, and therefore women could go to the mikvah. On Friday night on Shabbos, one doesn't have to go during Benesh Parshas. One might go earlier for other reasons, try to get back to the meal for tznius reasons, but not for reasons of Hilchos Shabbos. So that's the Arlat Zion, just to see that inside. The Arlat Zion says, also lechos kol gufa b'mayim chamin, v'chein likanis l'mikvah b'mayim chamin, afilu she'eni yasa ledes b'mayim, oh, even warm, it's a problem. Right, and therefore, he skips a couple of lines, v'nashim muteres litfol af b'mikvah cham, v'tov l'chadchila b'makam she'efshah she'titbolna b'bein hashmashos. B'bein hashmashos, but again, the Ashkenazim rely on the Karban Asanel. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this leich lamikvah be'erev Shabbos b'shach hashecha aser k'shamikvah chama harbe she'ahay rechitzakal gufon eser. Right, it's if it's very hot, some say it should be a little less hot. But again, I think the minhag olam is to be mekel in this regard. So this is all washing in hot water, washing in cold water. What about mikvah? And next time we'll have to continue with what about washing a baby? What about soap? What about drying one's hair? All the issues that come up. This was just the issue of bathing itself. Now we'll have to get to all the ancillary issues of a washing and what happens right after washing and how do you do it. Okay, we will stop here. Again, back in the Tzurba Shiurim, volume number 20.